This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And you join us online over at freetalklive.com, where there's all kinds of features created by listeners like you. You can, the main content created by listeners like you, over at freetalklive.com. You get to submit what you want right there to the front page of the website. So it's a Reddit-based system, which means it's free. You can log in with your Reddit account and your Free Talk Live account and essentially link the two accounts together in a very, very quick process. The top story over there right now is City Says No Cameras, This Man Defies Them. Sounds right up my alley. So go and check that out at freetalklive.com. Last night, to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, and Cantwell, since you weren't here, the ISIS videos, not the beheading videos. We've talked about those in the past. There's a new series of videos coming out from the people claiming to be ISIS. We don't know who's making them, really. Maybe it's the CIA. I don't know. But I think the content's very interesting. They have one of their prisoners, John Cantley. He is, and it's actually spelled Cantlie, C-A-N-T-L-I-E, which is an interesting name for someone who's reading propaganda, because that's essentially what he does. He sits there, he's at a table, there's a black background. He's
chopping down cherry trees.
No, he just sits there at the table. Oh, that was a Lincoln joke. So he's
pretty sure that's Washington.
Oh, Lincoln didn't chop down the cherry tree? I thought Lincoln chopped down some kind of cherry.
Well, no, it was George Washington, and he didn't actually do it. It was completely made up. It's just a story where it's like, Father, I cannot tell a lie.
It sold some books. You know, so I graduated from the dumb school in my county, which is the county north of Ian's county. We grew up in the same area. And, you know, I went to the adult school program for the bad kids. Mm-hmm. Ian spent the whole time, his whole public school career at the genius school. He doesn't know anything. He knows nothing.
Wasn't there some kind of thing about Abraham Lincoln about that?
No.
This is entirely a George Washington fable. And I mean, I was, you know, in honors classes at one point, and then I was like, screw this, and, you know, stopped going to school and got kicked out, or I dropped out, actually, but... And I know the story. So
smart move.
Thank you, public schooling.
He just sits there at a table and talks.
Pretty sure I got that from Schoolhouse Rock or something.
Directly into...
I think I learned more from Schoolhouse Rock than I did from 13 years of education.
So John Cantley is the spokesman now for ISIS. He sits and delivers a pre-written message from a teleprompter directly into a camera. There's a black background. He's sitting there with his orange prisoner shirt on, and... that's the content of these videos. We played the first of those videos. Actually, technically, there have been three so far. The first one was just like an introduction where he talks about himself a little bit and, you know, why it is that he's doing this, that he's been abandoned by the United Kingdom government. He's a former photojournalist who was abducted somewhere, I forget where, in the Middle East, but he's been in custody of ISIS allegedly since 2012. And so the first one was like an intro video saying, hey, we're going to put out this series of videos. And the series has begun. They're now up to video 2 and 3. We played video 2 last night, the audio track of it. And I have the third video here tonight, which just came out a couple of days ago. It's called, the series is called Lend Me Your Ears. And we don't know how many videos will be coming out with this guy hosting them. And I think they're interesting because they give you another perspective. Now, you know, there's three sides to every story, side A, side B, and then there's the truth. So I don't know what the truth is. I'm not claiming that this is the truth, but it's somebody else's perspective on things that's not the mainstream media in America, that's not the government of the United States or the United Kingdom. And so from that perspective, it's interesting to hear what John Cantley has to say.
Now, are we under the impression that these are John Cantley's words and thoughts, or that he's reading these?
He's definitely reading a script.
Okay. But did you hear the sort of colloquial intonations that went into His speech that we listened to last night.
Give me an example of that.
I can't give you an example because I listened to it last night and I didn't listen to it a moment ago. But the way it was written by an English speaker. It was written by somebody who speaks English very well.
Yep.
Not, I mean, because the acid test of any language is to be able to understand colloquial expressions and apply them properly. I mean, you know, if you can do that, you can do crosswords, you're fluent. It's a language you're facile with. I kind of feel like that was, like he was editing at the very least.
You mean Cantley was editing? You think Cantley was editing the copy that he was reading?
I think so.
Either that, I mean, you know, I think the James Foley video that they had put out was put out, you know, the guy speaking on it was a guy with a British accent.
Yes.
You know, he was the one who was allegedly doing the beheading. So, I mean, apparently, you know, it would seem if these things are what we're told that they are, then it would appear that they have some native English speakers amongst them.
That's not uncommon, you know, to find English as a relatively well-spoken language around the world. I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, the guy that, the speaker of English, just because you can speak English and just because you have an English accent doesn't mean that you can apply colloquial terms that well. These tend to be regional. They tend to exclude people. This guy, from the looks of him, grew up in a family of Middle Easterners that was living in London.
This guy, meaning
the guy we're talking
John
about,
Cantley?
No, not John Cantley.
The alleged beheader.
The alleged beheader looked like
Jihadi John or whatever they're calling him.
Okay, Jihadi John looked like a guy that grew up in a house of people, you know, that were from the Middle East that had moved to London for some period of time. Yeah, he had an English accent, but he's still. I don't know. Is he going to be able to do this? I was just impressed by the script and its ease with the language.
Okay. That's under consideration. We're going to play for you the second of the series of actual propaganda videos, allegedly from ISIS, hosted by John Cantley, and we'll begin that now. We'll comment and pause throughout this. I know you're welcome to comment with your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. Again, this one just released about 2 or 3 days ago at this point.
Hello, I'm John Cantley, the British citizen abandoned by my government and a long-term prisoner of the Islamic State. President Obama's address on the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks finally stopped all the ninnying around and laid down his four-stage strategy for confronting the Islamic State. There were no big surprises. US aircraft will provide the air power, while a mix of Iraqi army, Iraqi National Guard, not yet formed, Peshmerga fighters and Iranians, not mentioned, will do the ground operations. The border between Iraq...
That's interesting.
Do you hear the way he says this? You know, these Peshmerga fighters, not mentioned. I mean...
Ninnying around, I heard him say, it sounded like.
He adds it on to the end of the sentence in a way that somebody who writes would do. This isn't...
It's well written, there's no doubt about it. I don't think that means John Cantley was the one doing the writing. I mean, that's a jump to a conclusion.
They have a journalist on site, and you don't think it was the journalist doing the well-written writing.
Well, they haven't cut his head off yet, so maybe he is adding some value.
Do we know anything about John Cantley's politics before he winds up in this place? I mean, maybe he's a genuinely anti-war guy who's like, yeah, this is ridiculous, and now I'm going to die because of it. I mean, that potential exists.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. To some extent, these people, you know, they're experiencing Stockholm Syndrome. That's why I wonder about all these videos. This is a fantasy. This is a conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. But let's say for a second, both of the three of these guys that have been had their heads cut off are like, hey, look, we can cut your head off, or you can play along with us. Which would you want to do? And they're like, I'll play along.
I don't know about somebody who's being coerced into writing something, producing something worth. Like, I don't know that somebody's coerced into writing something is writing something well written. I can't imagine that somebody puts a gun to my head and tells me to write an article and I come out with something fantastic. Yeah. I can't picture that.
Yeah, you'd almost try to do badly.
Yeah.
Well, what I thought was interesting was the I didn't watch Obama's speech, but he's saying that they're going to be using Iranian troops, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's the first time hearing of that, and I did watch the speech, so.
Yeah, well, as he's saying, Obama didn't mention that. Yeah. They're the ones who are informing us of that, making that claim, which, of course, would be ironic, considering that Iran was supposed to be the axis of evil, right? Well, now, apparently, the axis of evil is completely okay if you're going to team up with them to go after ISIS. There's more coming up at 855-453. We'll continue.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-900-1221 right now, or visit onehourpainrelief.com. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-900-1221 or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-900-1221 or onehourpainrelief.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark will tell us about the Syrian airstrikes. Apparently, they have now been exempted from what were allegedly tight standards on killing innocent civilians. I didn't know they had any such standards to begin with, but now they don't apply. We'll get the details on that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well at 855-450-FREE. We are playing for you video footage. You get the audio, obviously, of John Cantley, the hostage from the UK, allegedly being kept by the folks from ISIS. He is reading propaganda into a video camera, and I think it's interesting stuff because it gives you the other side of the story. And you don't typically find that within American mainstream media. In fact, it's very hard to find these videos within the mainstream media. They are reporting on these videos, but they don't ever actually link you to them. So it took me some effort to try to find this video. It's not an easy thing to do, so it's actually somewhat rare. We'll get into more of that here in a moment.
You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of the best of the best coffee. It's BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, so that makes organic certification in that case that much more important. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something that other coffee producers don't seem to care anything about. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-ops. And Free Talk Live is attempting to recruit, 1,000 listeners here to order their coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. This will allow us to finance 100 microloans through Kiva. So help us change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives. Get started now by getting your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Now, you're going to have to pay the shipping for the pound. You can cancel that subscription at any time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Just to be clear, we don't have to get to 1,000 listeners. I mean, that's a nice goal to
have. That's the goal.
But for every 10 listeners, we can issue a new microloan, correct?
Yep. Actually, yeah. I mean, we can do it. Yes, that's true.
Right. So we're not waiting until we reach 1,000. We're already issuing microloans out to folks via Kiva.
True statement.
Okay. Good to know. 855-450-FREE. Go grab your free pound over at coffee.freetalklive.com. More with John Cantley. He is, it's another about 5.5 minute video here. We're about a minute into it thus far. He's talking about Barack Obama's statement a couple of weeks ago about how he's so tough and he's going to go and, you know, stop ISIS, what his plan was. And so ISIS here, or the folks claiming to be ISIS, are releasing a series of videos giving their side of the story through one of their prisoners, John Cantley, a former photojournalist from the UK, as he continues his narration.
Peshmerga fighters and Iranians, not mentioned, will do the ground operations. The border between Iraq and Syria will be open and Syrian rebels will be armed. And all of this with only 475 extra U.S. advisory personnel doing the job. And not a single U.S. combat soldier with his boot on the ground. We will lead a broad coalition to roll back the Islamic State, said Obama. We're hitting ground targets while Iraqi forces go on the offense. I will not hesitate to take action against the Islamic State in Syria, he said. Now, when exactly Gulf War III will start and how long it will take isn't covered. U.S. advisors working with the Iraqi army have described their performance as consistently grim. While arming and training an effective National Guard of supposed Sunni fighters in western Iraq will take months to achieve. The Free Syrian Army are proven to be an undisciplined, corrupt...
Wait a second. Did he say arming Sunni fighters in western Iraq?
I can jump it back. I think he might have.
Why would Sunnis be fighting the Islamic State?
Are they Shiite? Is that
no, the... they're Sunni. I'm certain of that.
Let me jump it back here. Hang on.
...in western Iraq will take months. Describe their performance as consistently grim. While arming and training an effective National Guard of supposed Sunni fighters in western Iraq will take months to achieve.
Okay.
The Free Syrian Army are proven to be an undisciplined, corrupt, and largely ineffective fighting force. As recently as September the 7th, a senior U.S. intelligence official said, our intelligence assessment has no serious consideration to work with the FSA.
Giving the FSA 500 million now is a completely pointless exercise, never mind the fact that the FSA sells the weapons the West gives them to arms dealers and smugglers.
Wah, wah, wah. Is anybody surprised by that one?
No, not in the slightest bit.
No.
And I just Googled it, and apparently the Islamic State is a Sunni thing, so I guess they're trying to train Sunnis to fight Sunnis.
Right. So they're going
to make it not as like sectarian is the idea.
They're going to take a vilified underclass, the Sunni, in Iraq, because Iraq is a Shiite. You know, the United States came in, turned it from Sunni to Shiite, and they're going to take this vilified underclass, and they're going to say, "Come on, guys, fight with us against your people who believe like you."
Mm. He did say, supposedly.
He did say that.
Continue.
And much of it then ends up with the Islamic State.
And this is the thing. Like, we've seen, they were talking about this, and I think I said it on the show, when they were talking about arming moderate Syrian rebels. You know, and I'm like, tell me more about these moderates who are violently overthrowing their government. And yes, this is, ISIS is partly born out of these factions that were fighting the Syrian government. And we've already seen them with, like, rocket launchers made in America that were shipped to them by the U.S. government.
Well, the Shiites dropped their stuff and ran away, now the United States is bombing its own Humvees that are being driven by Sunnis.
And I was looking for a video that Adam had played on his show, Adam Kokesh, that there was a video, it was like a half hour long of this guy just like showing you around ISIS, you know, and it was like, it was like a tour, you know, he's like, here we are at the Syrian-Iraq border, and he's just walking back and forth, and at one point he says to the camera, he's like, Obama, please send more corporate U.S. money. Like, he was just showing like all this American equipment that they had, and he thought it was so great, and he's like, yes, please send more of it, we really appreciate it.
Continuing on here.
The power is good at taking out specific targets, but it is not much use at taking and holding ground. For that, you need effective, disciplined troops. And it's hard to see how this hodgepodge army, with a long history of underperforming, is going to be any form of credible infantry. After the speech, Peter Baker of the New York Times observed that Obama is plunging the United States into one of the bloodiest, most vicious conflicts now in existence. He will pass his successor a volatile and incomplete war, much as his predecessor left one for him. Mr. Baker goes on to comment that while previous presidents enjoyed a surge of public support when they took the nation to war, the public is not rallying behind Obama this time around.
Thank
goodness. Now, polls indicate that while the American public support military action against Islamic State, they do not think that Obama is the man for the job. Which goes a long way.
Which isn't going to do really great for whoever the Democrat nominee is, Mrs. Clinton.
That's speculative, but we'll find out more.
I don't think it's going to do well for whoever ends up in that seat, because then they'll just be like, hey, I inherited this mess, just
they
like Obama said
at
the beginning of his first and second term, like, hey, I inherited this mess.
So let's make more of a mess.
Yeah.
Americans haven't voted out a president in office without a third-party candidate screwing things up since Carter.
We'll come back with the remainder of the video here allegedly from ISIS, you know. You got to hand it to them. They're making some good points here. More on the way. 855.
Oh, yeah.
453. This is Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the ISIS propaganda videos, the series called Lend Me Your Ears, hosted by one of their alleged prisoners, John Cantley, from the UK, former photojournalist. He hasn't been doing much photojournalism because he's been in custody since 2012 when he was allegedly abducted. Now he is the host of a series of videos, which we don't know how long the series will last for, and we also don't know whether or not his services will spare him from having his head cut off in the final video. Because
compensation may well be a brutal beheading video.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's of course these beheading videos are horrible, and that's a whole other topic of discussion. But this is interesting because it's the other side of the story. It's not hard to get the U.S. government's perspective on ISIS.
And, hard not to.
Yeah, I mean, the mainstream media is putting that out there all over the place. These videos, however, are relatively difficult to come by. Last night, and it's actually interesting watching this this version. It's being hosted by the Clarion Project, which doesn't seem to be. I don't know. I don't know much about them, but they say as addressing Islamic extremism is their tagline. That's all I know about them. They are the ones who put this up on their YouTube channel. And unlike the one that we played last night, the pictures in this one are not being blurred out. The initial video of propaganda, the only versions I could find online had all the photos that were used in the video to illustrate. They were blurred out. This one, that's not happening with. I suspect that it's because if they don't blur the videos, that YouTube can take down the videos because of copyright violations. So I was never able to. I looked and looked and looked. I could not find the original unblurred version of the audio that we played for you last night. So these are very difficult videos to find the actual original versions of. In this case, this one does seem to be the uncut original version, and we're going to continue with John Cantley here in a moment.
Is the Islamic State like making intellectual property complaints to YouTube?
No.
You better take that video down or we'll cut your mother's head off.
No, just to be clear, what's happening is ISIS allegedly is releasing these videos to the internet. We don't know by what channel they're being released, because it'd be nice if ISIS just had a YouTube channel that we could just subscribe to get all of these things. I only find out about them when I see mainstream media articles about them existing. Then I have to go and search and search and search and try to find the actual videos. So what's happening is with the prior video that we played last night on the show, Chris, all of the versions had been blurred out, and they weren't going to be. They didn't release that originally like that. Why would they blur out the photos that they were using in their own video to illustrate? So what was happening was the people who were putting the video online, who were not ISIS, just the people, just random people uploading it to their YouTube channel, somebody blurred that out so they wouldn't get copyright strikes on their channel.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it wasn't ISIS that was blurring their own video. Mark, we'll continue that here in a moment.
Yeah, we're heading off to Orlando here at the end of this week.
It's
going to be really exciting. We're going to Coins in the Kingdom. It's at coinsinthekingdom.com. It's an event. It's a Bitcoin party, and they're going to have lots of speakers there, and it's going to be a great time. Matter of fact, today we were just coming up with some scavenger hunts for the kids.
There's kids going to be at this Bitcoin event.
Entirely different sort of a Bitcoin event than the ones you may have been to in the past. And if you're in the area, come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coinsinthekingdom.com. It's at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney. Saturday, October the 4th and 5th. For the event itself, Coins in the Kingdom. And then on the 6th, everybody's going to Disney World. Now, you and I, we're not going to do the Disney thing. We're just heading back to New Hampshire.
Back to work.
But that's exactly what's happening. But tickets are $60 for the event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please come out and see us. Hotel rooms, $99. Kids under 12, free. Funds mandatory. Come celebrate Magic Internet Money at the Magic Kingdom with us, coinsinthekingdom.com.
I mean, if you're anywhere in the Southeast, that seems like it's well worth it. $60 for a weekend plus $99 hotel rooms. You can't beat that.
Yeah.
At Disney World. So we'll continue here in with the video from ISIS. This is their most recent video, just released a couple days ago, where John Cantley, their spokesman, their forced spokesman ostensibly, is delivering a prepared statement into a video camera. And this one, he's kind of breaking down Barack Obama and what the supposed plan is as far as how to stop ISIS with bombs, and then apparently not just bombs, because Barack Obama had pointed out that, oh, we're not going to use a single American ground troop. Well, they're going to be using other ground troops. And in this case, they're going to be using, what was it, the Free Syrian Army, I believe is what they called themselves.
Yep.
And
the moderate rebels who are violently overthrowing their government.
And ISIS alleges, or the people claiming to be ISIS in this video, allege that the Free Syrian Army is a bunch of scumbags who are going to be selling the millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of equipment that they'll be receiving from the U.S. federal government to ISIS, ultimately.
Well,
that's what they alleged.
Yeah, and it's totally plausible because that's kind of how
these things generally tend to wind up.
So let's continue with the video here.
Which goes a long way in explaining the simplistic language used in his last speech. Obama was at pains to point out that groups of killers have the capacity to do great harm. That was the case before 9/11 and remains today. If this reality wasn't changed by two arrogant wars before, why will a third change it now? Obama described the Islamic State as not Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents, and the vast majority of their victims have been Muslim. The Islamic State has no vision other than the slaughter of all who stand in its way. Now, if by innocence he means women and children, then the Islamic State did not kill the Christian and Yazidi women and children of Mosul and Sinjar. This is an undeniable fact. and they do not regard the Shia as Muslims at all. In fact, according to them, the Shia are considered worse than Americans.
Wait a second. Did he claim that they did or did not? Well, something was an undeniable fact, that they did or did not
kill Christian women and children.
Okay. Because, I mean, I'd heard, you heard these news stories, I wasn't sure, the pictures were, shown to be old, like it was just a bunch of, a big mess around that whole killing of, beheading of innocents thing.
As they are apostates, claiming to be Muslims while worshipping the dead. And the Islamic State does have a vision. They've created an autonomous and functioning caliphate. But expanding on the complex social and political issues of the region isn't going to work when it's war you want. And so the speech was full of hyperbole about how America was saving innocent men, women, and children. This is American leadership at its best, said Obama. We stand with people who fight for their own freedom, he said, before the speech descended into prideful chest-beating about how the USA always saves the world single-handedly. It was all disappointingly predictable. America is good, the Islamic State is bad, and they will be defeated using aircraft and a motley collection of fighters on the ground. For their part, the Islamic State say they welcome meeting Obama's under-construction army. Join me again for the next program.
Yes, and I imagine that we will, because I find this all very interesting.
Yeah. So you said you didn't see Obama's speech?
Did not. Did you?
I did. I picked it up on YouTube,
later on that evening
or the next day, but it was, I think it gives a pretty accurate description of what Obama's speech was. It's just very like, hey, look, we're going to go kill a bunch of people, and I have the power to do this, and I don't even need to ask Congress, and, maybe I'll ask Congress if I can give hundreds of millions of dollars of weapons to violent radical forces in the Middle East and see if that pans out real well.
Because it's worked so well in the past.
Right. I mean, it seems to me that this is just so predictable, right? I mean, they armed the Mujahideen in Afghanistan when the Russians invaded and that split off into Al-Qaeda. And then Al-Qaeda goes and allegedly bombs a few buildings here in the United States. And then they launch wars on two different countries. And the outcome of this is ISIS. And
right.
So you go and you start messing around with this hornet's nest. And you can just imagine what's going to follow that, because ISIS,
yeah. It isn't going to be good.
The ISIS situation, I mean, if you look at it, I mean, I'm certainly not in favor of any, like, U.S. military action against this group of people, but it certainly doesn't look like these are good folks, right? These are some really dangerous people, and there's a lot of them, and they are well-armed, and they're taking over vast swaths of territory, and this is something that we're just going to make worse in some way, and I'm terrified by it.
Yeah, and that's a great point, that the continued escalation of violence just attracts the more violent. There's more coming up.
Ever wonder why so many politicians violate the U.S. Constitution? Maybe they simply don't understand its principles. Fiat empire, original intent, cultural Marxism, corporate fascism, and Molon Labe explore these issues. Featuring experts like Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, Pat Buchanan, John McManus, Larry Pratt, this 12-hour, 8-DVD set is available only at moviepubs.net.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. We've been sharing with you the audio track of the most recent ISIS video, and they're coming out about once a week at this point, so expect a new one.
Maybe they're not an army, but really just a video production company.
Well, they certainly seem to have a proficient video production wing. The quality is decent. It's HD that they're putting out, and John Cantley, their host, who's also a prisoner, is watchable.
I hope that someday some garbage podcast can be as good as ISIS.
Oh God! 22,000 views so far on this particular video. So they're and again, this isn't even hosted by any kind of ISIS channel, which is my big complaint. Is hey guys, come on. Get with the program here. We're in the new 21st century. Everybody's got their own YouTube channel. Why doesn't ISIS have an official channel? Why do I have to find out about the ISIS videos just by happening to see some sort of news story about it in my, news feed somewhere? I'm actually concerned that I'll miss one of these things because it's just I just happen across them.
I'm going to go ahead and guess that YouTube would be taking down any official ISIS channel. I know
that's unfortunate.
Even Twitter was pulling anything linking to like beheading videos, the most recent beheading video. Twitter was pulling stuff down, and Twitter used to like never censor anything. I mean, you've had situations where like child pornography has been like trending on Twitter.
Even Live Leak would not allow the beheading videos.
Yeah,
which was a surprise to me. In fact, Live Leak. Put out Live Leak, for those that don't know, Live Leak is this alternative to YouTube that is sort of known for having more, let's say, violent or gory videos, the stuff that generally wouldn't be allowed on YouTube. Live Leak has sort of made a name for itself as being the location where you can go for that stuff. And then when I was, again, searching for these beheading videos, because it's so hard to find them, then I went, of course, to Live Leak, and they had a statement up there saying, this is the first time we've ever not put something up like this, and they gave their reasons for it. They're basically, to summarize, was they didn't want to give ISIS any extra publicity.
I guess they should start uploading the videos to funnyordie.com or something.
See, I think it's interesting, the whole choice to put something up, sick, put something up or not put something up. Because the United States is killing people in the Middle East with bombs.
Yes.
There have been 250, last I heard, Tomahawk missiles lobbed into these areas, and those kill people. They may or may not have their heads when the bombs go off. But for some reason, executions via beheading is this terrible thing to people in the West or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, the responsibility, are we showing pictures? Are there videos coming out of dead people that have been killed by U.S. bombs? Yes, there are. Why are they putting those up? Does that increase the, you know, is that a good thing for the U.S.? It sounds like a bad thing for the U.S.
It seems to me that there are exceedingly few of those videos out there, though, because for all the bombs that the United States drops in, you know, how many different war zones that it's currently involved in, I don't see a great number of those videos. Now, I'm sure that there's not a whole lot of incentive to be the cameraman at one of those sites.
Well, right. It's hard to get shots of that, if you think about it. Most of the videos we've seen over the years of American troops wreaking havoc have been leaked, like the WikiLeaks kind of videos, which usually you'll see them from the troops helicopter or whatever that is hovering there, and you'll see in sort of the, I don't know if it's like night vision, but it looks like it's
it's forward looking infrared.
There you go, FLIR. So you know you don't really see great detail of what's happening. You can see that there are humans on the ground and that there's gunshots or whatever coming in and they're being taken out or explosions, but it's not as gory. It's not as, it doesn't seem as personal as a beheading video does, right?
Yeah, like it almost looks like a video game or something. And
unfortunately, yeah. And of course, that's one of the reasons why the U.S. military is able to recruit new people, because they're able to get people to just control drones and things like that. And they don't, you know, they're disconnected from the actual killing that is being done. Now, when you look at a beheading video, you have an individual who is sitting there. In the case of the ISIS videos, they're kneeling on the ground and they're being talked about and they're speaking, and then they're allegedly, ostensibly beheaded. It's much more personal when that happens, and so it's not a surprise that a video like that would be more upsetting to people.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of the whole point of the videos. It's supposed to, you know, give people a reaction that's negative, right? They're supposed to see the video and say, hey, this is terrible. I don't want to see this. Whatever is causing this to happen, I want it to stop. Right, so they're putting out those videos with that, you know, intention, and the people who want this to continue are incentivized at all costs to make sure that people don't see that.
You'd want, I don't want to say I'd love to see bombing videos. I'd prefer not to ever see something like that, but
if they're going to happen, I'd love to see the videos of it.
To actually get a video of, like a little girl running through the streets when a bomb goes off, and to see the damage and the horrifying destruction that causes is next to impossible, because the camera itself would have to survive the explosion, and so you're never going to see that. You know, you can see a fictionalized version of it in some Hollywood movie, because then it's all CGI and the camera's, you know, not really there, not really, you know, subject to being blown up. But, you know, in reality, that's what's happening. Innocent human beings are having their limbs torn from their bodies, and
blown to pieces,
horrible bits and giblets and chunks everywhere, and you can't see that happen except from, you know, a disconnected perspective from some helicopter or some jet flying over. And so we'll never see, or very unlikely to ever see, footage like that. We'll never see the real results in real time of what happens with these bombings beyond from a distance.
So but I mean, I wonder if, you know, I mean, here in the United States, I mean, there's some statistic, and I can't recall what it is, but you're on camera, you know, X percentage of your entire life. I mean, there's never any, like, an ATM camera or a security camera across the street that catches one of these bombings or something like that. I've got to imagine that this footage has to exist somewhere, and people are just, for whatever reason, either not uploading it, or it's getting taken down by YouTube censors and that sort of thing.
The only pictures I ever see are these bombed out places that you couldn't put an ATM or anything
else.
Yeah,
you
like
see
that.
The remnants. You can see pictures of what it looks like in the aftermath, and I'm sure there's plenty of blood splatter that you could take photos of, but the actual bombing itself would be very difficult to accomplish a capture on video.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's not easy.
So share your thoughts with us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Because why wouldn't a group like ISIS, who obviously wants to curry favor with people, I mean, to some extent, they have these propaganda videos they're coming out with. Why wouldn't they distribute a video like that? Why wouldn't they, you know, if those videos did exist?
If anyone from ISIS is listening, please try to get this footage. I don't know how many ISIS members listen to Free Talk Live, but if you are listening, we want videos of the carnage that the United States is causing, because we know all too well about the damage that you're doing.
Right. And by the way, just one of the points on this video here, and then we'll talk about the Syrian bombings, the Syrian continuing the discussion of airstrikes. Apparently now they've lifted whatever restrictions were on the Syrian airstrikes, so now they're going to be killing more innocent people there. But one of the last points made by John Cantley in this video is he's pointing out that the U.S. government's perspective on this, their public statement, is essentially that U.S. government good, the ISIS bad, or the Islamic State bad. And it's my opinion that all states are bad. So, I'm not saying the Islamic State are the good guys here. Just because we're playing their propaganda videos doesn't mean I'm on their side. All states are bad. The United States, bad. Islamic State, bad. Anybody who wants to control other human beings and is willing to kill and harm to try to achieve their goals.
The lie we've been told all our lives is that we are the government. And if that is the case, then we need to have the information, as much information as we can get, about making decisions when it comes around foreign policy. And if the United States is going to become involved in yet another protracted, costly, deadly war in the Middle East, the people that are going to be making decisions in 2014 and 2016 need to know. They need to know, because what I see is the war party and the more war party. I don't see a difference. As far as I'm concerned, the Democrats, they act like they fight and they want to kill and destroy. They just act like they don't like it.
I do think that if you had, a John McCain as president or something like that right now, I mean, you'd have a full on ground invasion over there. I definitely call the Republican Party the more war party.
That's how I see
it. Fair enough.
Here in New Hampshire, the Republicans voted to demilitarize the police. So I don't think that that's every Republican everywhere. At the national level, when you give Republicans armies, I don't trust them. So, I'm a Republican.
Share your thoughts here with us tonight. There's news about the Syrian bombings, which apparently, Mark, you're going to tell us here in a moment that there were some sort of restrictions on the targets they could bomb. But
yes,
Now those have been lifted. We'll give you more information about that here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-453. And Rand Paul, what does he have to say about this ISIS stuff? Because he's supposedly a libertarian. Well, we'll find out here in a little bit. And your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Plus, we talked in detail last night about Ebola, and Chris Campbell would like to talk about how do you handle this stuff without the state. That's all coming up on Free Talk Live. Thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.